This is the Truth Network.
What can the Lord do with one motorcycle ridden by one pastor across the land of India? Well, Jay is with me right now. I'm going to call him Jay. I couldn't pronounce his last name anyway if I wanted to. Jay is Indian, and you have a heart for your country, don't you, my friend?
Yeah, this is the Lord has a heart for the nations, and India is at the center because there is an increased religious persecution in India for no reasons. Just a few handful radical groups who wants to use religion for political gain. But India is a loving country, and the people are loving, and it's a secular country. There are open doors for anybody to be able to share the gospel legally in what they believe.
And we're in the world headquarters of a ministry called With Open Eyes, which is a wonderful ministry, witheopeneyes.net, I believe, on the internet, and find out more about that. And you guys have done a lot of work in Africa and other countries. Well, now you're in India. And I go back to the motorcycle. I mean, it's amazing. A pastor may walk 15, 20, 30 miles just to go preach the word to one town, then go to a next town 15 more miles. Just the simple idea of a motorcycle. You know, we think of motocross. We think of, you know, all the guys that ride and that jump and all the whiz bang, you know, shots. I have some friends on Instagram that do a lot of that. But James, how can one motorcycle impact people?
Yeah, well, it is the good news of the gospel that God loves the people. It has to reach the most unreached areas, and the only way this message can go to some of these places is if a person whose life has been impacted and changed, and his testimony, when it goes, it's not just an information, it's a testimony of one's life transformation. Wow. So how do we get it to these places? You know, it's not enough to give a book. It's not enough to hear it, you know, from someone else. But when somebody goes and visits them, and so majority of the people live in this community, small communities of 500 to 10,000 people. So the messengers, the pastors, when they are given a transportation, their work and kingdom work is accelerated. Mm. And they can get to, in the morning, to a village, and visit homes and pray for the sick and share the gospel. And many people who have been addicts to alcohol, they get delivered, their life get transformed, families are restored, and then they go to the next village and to the next village and to the next village. Wow. And when they have a bike, they can come home in the evening to their family.
And they're not selling products. They're taking the good news of Jesus. They're showing the Jesus film. They've got a whole kit of Bibles. They got all these resources. Tell us real quick. I want to know a little bit about With Open Eyes, you know, how you hooked up with them. And tell us what the focus of their ministry is. This is a really awesome thing, what God's done through Frank and, you know, all these godly men around here. But tell us the focus. And I want to ask you about how you came to know Christ yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the missionaries, you know, who have come and 150 years ago to our area. And I'm a fourth generation Christian and a third generation minister. It's an honor. It's an exciting. So it's a joy to be working with Open Eyes together, because there are hundreds and thousands of people are waiting to hear the good news. You know, over 30% of the people who are the poorest of the poor, Dalit communities, untouchables, tribal people, and who have never experienced the love of God and even the acceptance of the people, because a lot of them are considered to be untouchables. They didn't have even entrance into many religious places. Mm. So you go with the gospel saying God loves you, and you are a child of God, you are a son of God, and you have an identity. God forgives you. It's powerful. It is a starting point. Yeah. So it is not just some religious conversion. It's not just, you know, somebody trying to lead people to a religion. Who wants one more religion? No one is looking for another.
Right.
We have so many religions. Right. They are looking for a dynamic relationship with the living God, who can change their lives, who can give hope. Hope. Powerful.
Yeah.
Hope for the future.
In fact, Hinduism is a huge, you know, pantheon of gods. It's got polytheistic. It's got millions of gods in it. And but you're presenting Jesus Christ, who is the only way to heaven. But there's a lot of religious persecution. But how remarkable, Jay, that 150 years ago, a missionary came to your area of India. And how many people, by the way, real quick, how many people populate the nation of India right now?
India is filled with the people. 1.3 billion people live, and they all are free, and each one with individual dreams and life. So, you know,
what percentage Christian are they? 1.3 billion Indians in India. What percentage Christian?
There are so many numbers. Officially, it's around 2%.
2% born again. So you were in the 1.3 billion. You were not yet conceived, not yet born, and your family came to Christ 150 years ago. A missionary came and shared the good news of Jesus, and then three generations later, Jay is born, and now you are a part of a ministry with open eyes. To go and to take the gospel back to where you came from, to 1.3 billion people who desperately need to hear from Jesus and hear the good news of a Savior who came and died for them.
Yeah, this is exciting. You know, it's exciting that I have the freedom to be able to share. You know, it is not a competition of a religion, and it is just sharing what the Lord has done in my life with other lives, to be able to share with others, and everyone has a choice. To be able to look into the truth and see how the power of the gospel is transforming their lives, their families, and you know, it all starts from there, having an identity of who we are because of the gospel and Christ, and what kind of a hope and destiny that we have here on earth and for the future.
Amen. So
this is exciting.
Okay, it's very exciting, and the gospel's exciting. I mean, this is a moving, living, organic movement of God in India and all over the world. But tell us real quick, with open eyes, what is the way we specifically, our listeners that want to help you with your outreach, with equipping pastors, reaching the country, what's the way they can help you financially? What are you trying to do there? Tell us a little bit about your mission in India specifically with regard to the motorcycles, the training pastors, all that.
Yes, we have thousands of people who have been called by the Lord, and they are walking, they are going to many places, and they are asking us to partner with them, because in hundreds of villages, people wants the gospel. They would like to learn more from the Bible. So we are looking for people, the global church, the churches and the businesses who are called by God to partner with what the Lord is doing in India.
Amen.
What the Lord is doing in the nations with Open Eyes. And with Open Eyes, if you visit our website, you'll be able to see in several ways that you can partner. You know, you can, with just $1,000, you can buy a bike that will take a messenger, a pastor to hundreds of villages.
$1,000. $1,000 gets a bike. A pastor can now go to multiple villages, reach people more. These people have never heard about Jesus. Some of them have heard the glorious name of Jesus before, huh?
Yes, and then we are also activating and training the new disciples so that they can share and reach their own friends and families by starting groups. So you can partner with us through that trainings. And some of these congregations, we provide $500 roof material so that the church can get self-sustaining.
Wow.
So we are doing hundreds of these small little hut churches, shelters, so that all the new disciples have a place to worship, study the word. So you can partner with the messenger in providing a motorbike, or you can provide a roof for a new congregation with $500. You know, God has given us a capacity, you can adopt entire region.
No good.
You know, we have a church adopting entire region and sending 157 missionaries.
Wow. 157 missionaries. What are you doing to reach India? Do you even care? Do we even care that you have fellow people on this planet that have never heard about Jesus who are dying and going to hell? And we can take the good news, Jay. Thank you for what you're doing, my friend. You've encouraged me. You've inspired me. I want to get an airplane. I got Big Stu here with me. Let's get a picture of us standing by the motorcycle after this. You want to? I'll put it up on social media.
Yes, thank you.
God bless you. What's the website for the ministry so listeners can see videos, they can see how they can help reach India with the good news of Jesus? Who knows who we'll see in heaven someday because of the very gracious giving of our listeners that hear this, that are touched by this particular interview.
Yeah, with openeyes.net, we'll give all the contact information.
With openeyes.net. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
And a challenge to pray for you. Everything you said, we can pray for that God would raise up messengers and raise up people listening and people in America who've been blessed. The poorest American is the wealthiest Indian, right? We have so much here, don't we?
Yeah, well, the prayer is the starting point. Amen. To develop heart for to partner with what the Lord is doing. Amen. In India. And this is a great time. It's a harvest time, and we invite all of you to consider.
In fact, that's what you do first. Before you get a checkout, before you start getting your credit card, going to these websites, these awesome ministries like with openeyes.net, ask God. Ask Him what He wants you to do with His money, and then give from your heart whatever that amount is, and you know it's going to go to reach souls with the good news of Jesus Christ. Get your church involved with openeyes.net. Get everyone you can involved and share the story. Share this program, this podcast, everywhere you go. Let's spread the good news of Jesus. Let's all mobilize messengers. We're all messengers for Jesus. The fact is, we can't all just go over to India right now or get our visa or whatever, but we can send, we can give if we can't go. And if we can't give and can't go, we can pray and watch what God does. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you. God bless you.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillow. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.